This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord with you, and tweeted a little earlier today, a little earlier this afternoon, Mike Fisher, who is the Mavericks insider for 105.3 The Fan, at Fish Sports, if you want to find him there. He tweeted out that the Rockets either have already called the Mavs about trading for Clint Capella, or they're about to, and when they do, Dallas will listen. Joining us on the Buyers Barricades hotline right now is Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan, our sister station up in Dallas. Mike, appreciate you making a few minutes. It's great to have you on the show. If you're Daryl Morey offering Clint Capella to the Dallas Mavericks, I guess what do the Mavericks have that they would offer to Morey for Capella that would compel him at this point?
Yeah, and of course for Dallas, it's not really their problem as to what the Rockets are exactly going to try to do. And you guys are probably working on this all day. Are the Rockets trying to strip down, or are they trying for a quick rebuild? Because the Mavericks don't have pieces that are going to all of a sudden propel a Rockets team without Chris Paul, let's say, right back to where they've been the last couple of years, which is almost as good a team as there's been in the West. So the Mavericks would be talking about finding some way where they can trade match and give up stuff down there that gives Houston a little something and that still allows Dallas to have $30 million plus left over so they can go pursue Kemba Walker as well and end up with Capella at center and Kemba Walker in the starting lineup too, along with, of course, Porzingis and Doncic. So the kind of thing that Dallas will end up talking about, or already has, depending on when that phone call is placed, is we'll send you Justin Jackson, 15th overall pick in 2017, considered by some to be a potential NBA starter. He obviously started some games for Dallas during their stripped-down period at the end of last year. And the point guard Brunson from Villanova, who was a high second-round pick for the Mavericks, who was a revelation this year as a rookie, very good. And then do you want to take Courtney Lee? Do we need to get a third team involved? Do we need to go ahead and handle Courtney Lee ourselves with a stretch wave and try to give you a future second-round pick? Those are the kind of things, and they're not moving mountains. When I mention it to you, I don't hear you oohing and aahing at my idea.
Right,
do I?
Exactly.
and so obviously, Houston, I assume, would love to replace some of the parts that don't work or don't get along or are getting a little pricey with players that are just as good or better and that are cheaper. The Mavericks obviously hope that Houston is unable to accomplish that, and therefore, we'll give you a bunch of kids as part of your start over, and we'll take Capella, and he'll start at center next to us up front next to KP.
Well, I'm sure, Mike, a deal for Capella would be a deal that Mavericks fans would embrace, but it does feel like everything you're hypothetically proposing here ends up with me thinking advantage Mavericks.
Yeah, and I think just like when the Rockets come back with a counter proposal, they'll be shooting for advantage Rockets. I find it unfortunate, I guess, that the Rockets have put themselves in this position, partly based on now the national media reports that suggest that they are bordering on a fire sale. Believe me, as a Mavericks follower, and I speak for everybody up here, this franchise would give anything to be where the Rockets are, with Paul, with Harden, with Capella, and all the rest. But obviously, as you guys know as well as anyone, something there isn't working.
Yeah, well, it's certainly not working against the Golden State Warriors, for sure. Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, joining us on the program. Yeah, it hasn't worked in the postseason against the Golden State Warriors, but yeah, you make a valid point. I mean, we were just saying in the previous segment that they're still one of the top three or four teams in the NBA, and so it is interesting to hear you talk about flipping Capella to the Mavericks for a bunch of assets that quite honestly fit the profile of a team that's trying to do what Tillman Fertitta is talking about not doing, which is moving backwards to go forwards during James Harden's prime. I guess, what's your impression from watching from up there? What is your impression of Clint Capella up there?
Yeah, I know what the Mavericks think of him. And and they've thought highly of him for the last couple of years. They think that he would be just the right kind of center to play next to Porzingis. They're not scared away by the observation by most that Capella either shrunk or his role shrunk in the postseason. That's not a big concern here. But I do agree with what you're saying about how close the Rockets are to being where they want to get. So maybe you do a, quote, small trade like this that brings you back a couple of pieces, and then your Chris Paul trade is the one that brings you back a player that's on Chris Paul's level, only younger and maybe cheaper. I think the Capella move, as juicy as it is news-wise to us and obviously to you too, I think it's page six of the newspaper compared to what the Rockets are obviously trying to do or contemplating doing with Chris Paul, which speaks to, I guess, the James Harden and Chris Paul relationship. Is that really at the centerpiece of this, at the eye of this hurricane, if you will?
I think it's probably more Chris Paul's contract than it is James and Chris not getting along. I say not getting along. They got in a spat reportedly after game six. I know it got reported that they were arguing. I feel like that probably happens with a lot of players.
Yeah, it was also
teams reported
that it was an ongoing thing.
Okay, well, my bottom line, just in answering your question, Mike, I think it has way more to do with Chris Paul making $40 million a year for the next 3 years than it does any sort of contentiousness between those two players.
All right, as we're playing ping pong with this idea, if you're the second best team in the West and you're on the verge, if it's me, I don't care if Chris Paul is making $40 million. If I'm going to go win 60 games. Maybe the Rockets are trying to turn the page before it's too late on this present era, and maybe that's the reason that they are doing the shopping. But there's no question about this. It's the Rockets that are making the phone calls. The Rockets are calling the Mavericks, and they're calling other teams. Capella's name absolutely is coming up, and then we'll work on the assumption that Chris Paul's is as well.
Yeah, to be honest with you, Mike, I can't believe we're even having this conversation based on how the Rockets – look, I know they collapsed against the Warriors, but the way they looked after the All-Star break, the way they retooled this roster on the fly, they looked like that 65-team win team from a year ago heading into the postseason. I know it was a big disappointment in the postseason, which kind of brings me to my next point. The two teams we're talking about – have some things in common besides being located in Texas. They're both owned by billionaires who double as reality TV show stars on the side.
God bless them.
Who've got a little flash to them, who don't mind making a headline every once in a while. And Cuban's history up there is well documented. Tillman's a little kind of still new to the game here in Houston. How are people feeling about Cuban steering that franchise up in Dallas these days?
You know, for me, as somebody that's in the media, like you guys, on the radio and digital print, and in my case, newspapers and TV and books, it's probably hypocritical of the three of us to criticize somebody who wants to be in the media, since that's kind of what we want to be. There are certainly times over the course of Mark Cuban's time here when Mavericks fans have said, I wish you'd get off TV and go get us a better player. I wish you wouldn't talk about running for president and go get us a better player. In the last, I'm going to say, couple years, though, increasingly, while Mark Cuban obviously still has his hands on the steering wheel, the general manager, Donnie Nelson, who might be the greatest scout, and he's a general manager, basically, his title now, but he might be as good a scout as there is in the NBA. And Donnie is much more involved now in a final say on personnel. And then Cuban kind of rubber stamps that final say. And the two greatest, latest examples, Donnie Nelson has known the Doncic family since that kid was 14 years old. And I believe one of the reasons that Doncic wanted to play here, with all due respect to Sacramento, Atlanta, and Phoenix, is because he wanted to play where Donnie Nelson was. And the same thing is true of Porzingis. Tony Runzioni, who is the right-hand man here in personnel, also a well-known international scouting face and name. He's known the Porzingis family since that kid was 14. So as Mark Cuban kind of moves aside a little bit, at least, to let personnel run personnel, the Mavericks roster suddenly looks all the better for it.
It's Mike Fisher. You can get him on Twitter at Fish Sports and part of our sister station up in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. Mike, we appreciate the insight and look forward to certainly hearing more of these stories unfold as the offseason rolls on. Never a boring time in the NBA, for sure.
Thanks, boys.
All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Give Gavin Spittle our best.
Yeah, I don't think I had hung up on him already.
Oh, Sean.
But just shoot Gavin a text and tell him how tell him how much you love him. Yep. Boy, Rich, I didn't like anything that I heard about what would be coming back in a Clint Capela trade.
No, like I said, I'm really kind of shocked we're even having this conversation, but if Mike's reporting what he's reporting and Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting what he's reporting, you know, it's possible there could be some more significant changes to this Rockets team this offseason than we anticipated. And I'll throw into this conversation, Mike D'Antoni still hasn't signed his contract extension.
I got it. Yep, for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.